Blog Talk
Entry
Radio.
Exit tones are off.
Praise the Lord, everybody. We bring you greetings in the name of the Lord, Savior Jesus Christ, to whom all blessings flow. We thank God for another day that the Lord has allowed us to come together. Amen. Allowed us to assemble on this line once again. Amen. We bring you greetings from the Prayer News Network Global, where our visionary and founder is Evangelist Annette Bradley. Amen. I am your co-host for tonight, Minister Emmanuel Hogue. Amen. We welcome each and every one of you for tuning in to this broadcast. Amen. We pray that you will be blessed tonight. We pray that your hearts and your souls and your spirits will be.
All participants are muted.
And what you hear tonight and through the word of God, we do know that God has a blessing. Amen. With your name on it. God has a blessing in store for his people tonight, and we want to be able to receive all that God has, amen, for us. Amen. So we bring you greetings once again from the Prayer News Network Global. We pray, amen, that your day has been blessed. We pray that your day has been prosperous and that the Lord has been with you all day long, because he said he would never leave you. But we already know that God has been with you. We pray that you have spent some time with the Lord. Amen. Had time to just settle down and be still, to hear the voice of God, because God, he speaks in many ways, but we have to be able to recognize the voice of God speaking into our lives and into our spirits. Amen. So we best bless God tonight. Amen. For all things, we give God praise, for he is yet worthy to be praised, from the rising of the sun to the setting of the same. The name of the Lord is yet worthy to be praised. Amen. While you're tuning into this broadcast, getting prepared, amen, to hear, amen, what the Lord has, amen. Amen. The table is spread and the feast of the Lord is going on. But we want you, amen, to take time to invite somebody to come and join you at this feast tonight. Amen. I want you to invite somebody, let them know that the Prayer News Network is on, and that we are on live tonight. This is a live recorded broadcast. Amen. We missed you. Amen. Well, we were not here, amen, live. But we thank God, amen, that we're here live tonight. Amen. Just to fellowship with you, to interact with you. Amen. Just to pray with you, touch and agree with you in prayer. Believe in God. Amen. That God will perform a miracle in your life and in your situation. Amen. We know he's beautiful for situations. Amen. Any situation that you got, amen, I recommend Jesus. Amen. So we want you to take time to invite somebody to come on, amen, the line with you tonight and enjoy the program together. Amen. God has a word for us tonight. Amen. We don't know what God is going to do, but all we know that God is up to something. Amen. So get ready. Get ready for your miracle. Amen. Whatever you've been praying for, it's on the way. Whatever you've been believing God for, it's on the way. Amen. Whatever it is, God, he has it waiting to give it to you. Amen. So we want you to just take time to invite somebody. Amen. To come out, text, amen, as many people as you can. Let them know that the Prayer News Network is on and that we are on live. This is a live recorded broadcast. Amen. We are recording this broadcast, amen, for your convenience, that if you so desire to receive a copy of tonight's broadcast, you could text us at the end of the program. Amen. You could text us to request your copy of tonight's broadcast. And not only tonight, but there's any other night, amen, that you just so desire to have. Amen. You enjoyed it so much that you want to hear it again. Please, amen, reach out to us and request, amen, that copy. Amen. Let us know, amen, when it was, if you remember who the speaker was, so that we can have an idea of, amen, what broadcast it is that you are, amen, requesting. So we just bless God. We just praise God. Amen. God is so good. Amen. The Lord is wonderful. Amen. One thing about it, God, he's going to get us through this. Amen. So much is going on in the world today. So much is going on all around us. Amen. So much killing. Just so much, amen, amen, negativity. But God will get us through this. Amen. He will. Amen. I believe that the Lord, amen, he has a hedge around his people. God has us covered under his blood, amen, under his wings. And I'm so grateful to know each and every day that I get up that I'm covered by God's protection. I'm just so grateful to know that God got my back. God, he got me covered. I don't have to worry. I don't have to fret. I don't have to fear. Amen. Because the Lord, he's right there with me. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Amen. This is the confidence that we can have in our God that we serve. Amen. Knowing that he's with us. Amen. Wherever. Amen. Wherever we may be at that point in time in our life, knowing that the Lord, he is with us. Amen. That's consolation for me. Amen. I pray that it's consolation for you, knowing that, amen, whatever you go through, whatever takes place in your life, the Lord is with you. Amen. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. So we just praise God for just being God, an ever-present God. He's ever-present in our lives, in our situations, in our circumstances. He's forever present. Amen. He don't run off when things get rough in our life. He don't, amen, take off and leave us hanging by ourselves. Amen. But he goes through the fire with us. Amen. He goes through the flood with us. He's there all the time. Amen. I'm just so grateful to know that I serve a God, amen, that loves me that much, that sticks by me. Amen. Through the thick and the thin. He sticks by my side when I'm right and when I'm wrong, when I'm up and when I'm down. Amen. This God, this man, Jesus, he stays right by my side. He don't leave me. Amen. He do not leave me. And I'm so grateful about that tonight. Amen. We pray that, amen, you have this confidence in your God that you serve. Amen. Because we serve a true and a living God. Amen. We don't serve no dead God. We don't serve no idol God. We serve the true and the living God. Amen. He lives forevermore, and he never dies. Amen. So we just praise God. We bless the Lord for that. Amen. We welcome each and every one of you to the Prayer News Network. And thank God for all my listeners, those of you that have called in, amen, by way of telephone conference. Amen. We thank God for you, amen, joining us tonight. Amen. Those that have, amen, are tuning in, amen, through Blog Talk Radio. Amen. We greet you, amen, in the name of the Lord. We thank you for being part of this program tonight. We thank you for your support. We thank you for your prayers, amen, for praying for us, for supporting us, and being right there, amen, on this journey with us. Amen. We thank you so much. Amen. To all of our international listeners, those that are calling in, amen, tuning in from other countries, amen. We thank God, amen, for every last one of you. Amen. We're covering over 50, amen, countries. Amen. God is good. We're reaching over 50 countries. Amen. So God is awesome. Amen. We want you, amen, to continue on this journey with us. Amen. Because God, he has so many more blessings in store for each and every one of you. Amen. Eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard, neither has it entered into the hearts of man the things, the good things that the Lord has in store for them that love him. I don't know about you, but I love him. Do you love him tonight? Amen. We love the Lord, and he has so many great blessings in store for each and every one of us tonight. Amen. So we just thank God for all of our listeners, those that are tuning in by way of Facebook. Amen. This program is recorded live, even on Facebook. You can go to our Facebook page, the Prayer News Network, and you can, amen, find all of the recordings, amen, there. Amen. All you got to do is click on the link, the logo, amen, it'll take you into, amen, that night of program. Amen. So we just praise God for the ways and means that God has, amen, made it possible, amen, so that we can hear the word of God. We thank God for all of our listeners, those that listen through podcasts. Amen. Every last one of you, whatever way it means that God allowed you to be able to tune in and tap in to this program, amen, this broadcast, amen, we say welcome. We greet you, amen, in the name of the Lord. And we say welcome with arms wide open. Amen. We thank God for each and every one of you. Amen. But invite somebody. Amen. Please, Amen. Don't go without spreading the word. Amen. Letting somebody know about this great broadcast. Amen. So God be the glory for the things that he has done. Amen. We do honor once again our, amen, our visionary and founder of this great Prayer News Network Global. Amen. Evangelist Bradley. Amen. How God laid this on her heart. Amen. And we've been going on over 2 years now. Amen. Faithfully, continuously. Amen. Doing, amen, the will of God. Amen. It's no longer I, but it's you, Christ, that lives inside. Amen. And we're here to glorify. We have a God to glorify. Amen. We have a God to glorify. Amen. We're doing this that some lost soul, amen, may find Christ and hear the hope of this gospel and be saved. Amen. For the changing of lives, for the changing of hearts. Amen. To restore those that need to be restored and reconciled back to God. This is why we're here, to strengthen those that do remain. Amen. To help those to continue in the faith. Amen. Being steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know, your labor is not in vain. Amen. So we bless God. Amen. We bring you greetings. Amen. We thank God for all of our, amen, our leaders, each and every one of our leaders. We thank God for them. Amen. The late Apostle S.T. James. Amen. His companion, Mother James, and to the S.T. James ministry. Amen. To all the presiding bishops. Amen. Tina. Amen. And to all of the other Higgins. Amen. God knows each and every one of them. Amen. To Pastor Taylor. Amen. His companion. To each and every one. Amen. To all the mothers in Zion. Amen. To all of our ministers. Amen. Evangelists. Amen. To all of our fellow laborers in the gospel. Amen. We thank God for each and every one of you. We greet you and we honor you. Amen. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. We thank God, amen, for each and every one. We thank God for all of our advisors. Amen. Who the Lord has assigned to this work and to this ministry. And the aiding and assistance. Amen. Enough for the furtherance of the gospel. We thank God for every advisor. Amen. That has a hand in this work. Amen. Those that work behind the scenes so diligently to see to it that this broadcast is carried out. Amen. To the fullest. Amen. We say thank you. Amen. From the bottom of our hearts. Amen. To you tonight. Amen. We thank God for all of our prayer warriors, those that stand in the gap intercede. Amen. For the people of God, for the world, for this nation. Amen. Truly, this world is in trouble. Amen. This nation is in trouble, and they need prayer. They need somebody that's going to lay on their face and cry out to the Lord, asking God for mercy, asking God to spare his people. Amen. The world is in turmoil. Amen. People are dying left and right. So many young people are losing their lives. Amen. They're losing their lives, not even having a chance to live their life out. Amen. They're losing their life. They're dropping and they're dying like flies. But thank God for mercy. Amen. We're still here. We're kept by the power of God. And I'm so grateful tonight. Amen. I just appreciate the Lord. I appreciate, amen, his covering. I appreciate the blood of Jesus that prevails over our lives. To God be the glory for the great things that he has done. Amen. Do anybody got a praise in their spirit tonight? Is anybody else thankful and grateful for all that the Lord has done for us? Amen. The Lord has kept us even up to this present time. Amen. Who wouldn't serve a God like this? Amen. So we just thank God for all things. Amen. As you're coming in, we greet you. Amen. As you're yet coming in, amen, we greet you. We welcome you. Amen. We want you to take time to reach out, amen, to someone, a few people, as many as you can, to let them know that the Prayer News Network is on and that we are online. This is a live recorded broadcast. Amen. So we just pray, amen, that you come, amen, with your mind made up to serve the Lord. We pray that you come, amen, with intentions amen, to get all that God has in store for you this night. Amen. So we just thank God, amen, for all things. Amen. I want you to prepare your hearts and your minds. Amen. For us to go into our, amen, sanctification of prayer. Amen. The sanctification of the line. Amen. Because in order for us to get to God, amen, we got to go through Jesus. In order to go through Jesus, we must acknowledge and confess. Amen. We must repent for all of our sins. Acts 3:19 says, repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out. And when a time of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. Amen. The time of refreshing is now. But in order for us to be refreshed, in order for us to be revived, we must first repent. We got to acknowledge, amen, openly confess, Lord, it's me, standing in the need of prayer. Amen. We got to ask God to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, all the works of the flesh. Cleanse us, purify us, take it out, remove it from us, uproot it. Amen. Everything that should not be, we want God to take it away tonight. Amen. Amen. Do you believe that God can? And do you believe that God will? Amen. I know he can. And I know that he will. Amen. People of God, let us, amen, put our minds on Jesus. Amen. That we may be going to our, amen, prayer of sanctification. Amen. Whatever it is tonight that you're believing God for, amen, make the pathway clear. Amen. Clear the way. Amen. Meaning cleanse your heart. Purify your mind through the truth. Amen. Through the word of God. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And what can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Amen. Will you pray with me tonight? Amen. Humble your hearts. Humble your minds. Amen. Put your minds on Jesus. All distractions, remove it from you at this time. If the TV's on, turn the TV off. If the radio's on, turn the radio off. If people in your background, amen, are talking and not listening to the program, excuse yourself. Remove yourself and go to a quiet place. Go to that secret closet where we could commune with God, where we could reach out and touch the Lord tonight without any distraction. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory, glory, glory to God. Glory to God. Bless your name. Bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's worship him. Let's love on him. Let's love on him tonight. Let's love on Jesus tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory to your name, God. We bless you tonight. We bless you, Father. We praise you, God. Father God, you've been just that good to us. In the mighty name of Jesus, huh? Heavenly Father, we thank you right now. We thank you, oh God. We thank you for being God. We thank you for sitting high and looking down low. We thank you for your ears that are open to the cry of the righteous. In the mighty name of Jesus, huh? Oh God, we just praise you. We glorify you tonight. We love you. We extol thee, oh God. Huh? We rejoice in your holy word. Huh? In the mighty name of Jesus, huh? We thank you, oh God, for looking out for us all day long. We thank you for your protection. We thank you for your covering. We thank you for your shield. Huh? Oh God, we thank you tonight. Huh? In the mighty name of Jesus. Huh? Oh God, you've been that good to us. Huh? You've been better to us than we ever be to ourselves. Huh? In the mighty name of Jesus. Huh? And we realize without you tonight, we could do nothing. Oh God, need you tonight, Lord. We need you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, have your way tonight, Lord. Oh, God, we ask you tonight, God, that you will search our heart, God. Help us to examine ourselves to see whether we be in the faith, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we need you right now. We need your help, Lord. We need you, Lord. Move by your spirit tonight. Move in signs and wonders. Let your will be done, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we come to you, Lord, as humble as we know how. Oh, God, we're asking you for your mercy. We're asking you for your forgiveness. We're asking you to wash away every sin today. Wash away every transgression, every iniquity, God, every omission, God, every disobedience tonight, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Help us to make 100 tonight. We realize 99 and a half, it just won't do. Help us to reach, oh God, reach perfection, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Jesus, we need you tonight, Lord. We need you, Lord, we need you tonight. We need you to touch us. We need you to strengthen us. We need you to keep us, Lord, in a time like this. Oh, Jesus, we're living in perilous times. We're living in dangerous times. But, Lord, you are our sustainer. You are our provider. In the name of Jesus, there's no shortage in you. There's no lack in you, in the name of Jesus. For we know what your word said. Your word says the earth is the Lord's, in the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Oh, Jesus, you created all things. There's no shortage in you. Oh, God, you got everything that we need tonight. Everything that we need is in you. We look to you tonight, Lord. You are source tonight. You are provider tonight. Oh, Jesus, make a way where there is no way. Open up the way tonight, Lord. Oh, Jesus, do a new thing tonight, even in our life, God, in our hearts and our minds, in our spirit, God, send a regeneration of the spirit. Oh, Jesus, help us to be born again tonight. You said we must be born again, born of the water and born of the spirit. Oh, Jesus, send your power, God. Send your power down, the power of the Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Let your Holy Ghost take control tonight. Oh, God, let your spirit take over. We pray that you will quicken us tonight. Quicken us by your power. Quicken us by your spirit tonight. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, quicken us tonight. Oh, God, that we may glorify you, in the name of Jesus. Any sick among us tonight, we pray that they be healed. If they have committed sins, it shall be forgiven them. Oh, Jesus, lay your hand upon us tonight. One touch from you tonight, Father, will make everything all right. One touch from you tonight, oh, God, can do what the doctors can not do. One touch from you tonight, in the name of Jesus, can calm the raging storm, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, you know every situation tonight. You know every test, every trial, that your people are faced with. We pray tonight, God, that you speak comfort to Zion. Speak comfort to Israel tonight. Comfort your people tonight, Lord. Comfort your people tonight, in the name of Jesus. Let them know tonight, that everything's going to be all right. Everything going to be all right, in the mighty name of Jesus. We know you're going to make it all right. We know you're going to fix it tonight. We know you're going to work things out in our favor. Oh, Jesus. Jesus. We know you evil, oh God. Bless your name tonight, Lord. Bless your name, Jesus. Bless your name, God. We were created to worship you. We were created to give your name the praise. We were created to exalt you, God, and to lift your name up on high. You said if you be lifted up on the earth, you would draw all men. We lift you up tonight. We lift you up tonight, Lord. You do the drawing. Draw all men. Draw them tonight, Lord. Whoever they may be, whatever shape they may be in, draw them, God. Hey, God. Draw all men. Draw the liars tonight. Draw the drunkards tonight. Draw the drug users tonight. Draw all men tonight. But we know after you draw them, we, oh God, we pray you save them. Oh God, after you draw them, we pray you change their lives. After you draw them, we pray you forgive their sins. Oh God, turn their lives around. Make something beautiful out of their lives. No matter how they came to you, no matter of their condition. Oh God, you love them too well to leave them like that. In the name of Jesus, change tonight, Lord. Transform somebody's life. Please, Lord, bring homes back together tonight. Mend situations, God. Heal, God. Heal broken relationships. In the name of Jesus, restore. Oh God, restore. According to your will, Lord. In the name of Jesus, have mercy, Lord. Have mercy, Lord. Look on our children tonight. Bring our children back home. Those have strayed away. Bring them back home, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Look on our young people tonight. Our young people are dying without God on their side. Our young people are killing one another. But have mercy on them, Lord. Have mercy on our children. Have mercy on our youth tonight. Spare their lives, Lord. Give them a chance to be saved. Give them a chance to live for you, Lord. Please, Lord, have mercy on them, Jesus. Have mercy tonight, Lord. We love you, Lord, because you first loved us. We love you tonight, God, because you've been that good to us. You're faithful, that promise. You are faithful, God, and you're faithful to your people. You're faithful to your word. In the name of Jesus. You will not suffer our foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee shall never neither slumber nor sleep. You never fall asleep on us. Oh God, you're always watching out for us continuously. You're watching out for us. You heal our body when we're sick. Oh God, you strengthen us when we're weak. You encourage us when we're discouraged. In the name of Jesus, this is the kind of God we serve. You are a mighty good God tonight. And we say thank you, Lord. We say thank you for all things. We thank you for this night. We thank you for this prayer line. Continue to look on the Prayer News Network Global. Continue to have your way, God. Have your way on this line. Have your way in the midst, God, through the airways. Oh, God, reach every nation tonight. Reach every kindred, every foe, God, every nationality. Reach your people everywhere. You said all souls are yours. You said the soul of the Father, the soul of the Son, but the soul that sinneth, it shall die. You said the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Oh God, bring redemption tonight. Bring forgiveness tonight. Bring restoration tonight. This is our prayer, Lord, that you do a new thing in somebody's life tonight, that you bring transformation. Change somebody's heart tonight, God. Change somebody's mind in the name of Jesus. Deliver somebody tonight, oh God, from the bondage of sin. Deliver somebody somebody tonight, from the yokes and the strongholds, that hold them fast, loose that man tonight, loose that woman, loose that boy, loose that girl, from every addiction, in the name of Jesus. You got the power, you got the power, you can just speak the word, and they shall be set free, in the name of Jesus. Liberate tonight, God. This is our plea tonight. This is our prayer, Lord. In the name of Jesus, God, we know you can do it. We know you will. You did it for us. Surely you could do it for them. You have no respect to person. You love us all. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we pray you get the glory tonight. Bless your speaker of the hour tonight. We pray, oh God, that you anoint your speaker tonight. Oh, God, to speak your word, that your word may bring forth deliverance, that your word may encourage the heart and the mind of your people this night. In the mighty name of Jesus, look on our visionary. Look on Evangelist Bradley tonight. Pray that you continue to touch her body, give her strength. Help her, oh God, to continue in your will. Oh, God, look on the advisors tonight. Look on our leaders tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray for the body of Christ tonight. Oh, God, we pray that you edify the body of Christ. Raise your people up, God. Cause us to be the head and not the tail. Cause us to be the lender and not the borrower. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, cause us to sit in heavenly places. In the mighty name of Jesus, we know you're able. We know you got the power. Oh, God, we let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart, let it be accepted in our sight. Oh, Lord, our strength and our redeemer, we say thank you, oh, God, for hearing our prayer. For we know that thou always hears us when we pray. And, God, we have the petition that we desire of you according to your sweet will. In the mighty name of Jesus, this prayer we pray this night, believing and receiving. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. We count it done right now. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen and thank God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Amen. We thank God, amen, for the sanctification of the lawn. We thank God because we know that prayer changes things. Amen. I don't know about you, but I feel transformation. Amen. I feel a miracle taking place. I feel something good on its way tonight. Something is happening in the spirit realm right now. God is working it out. Glory be to God. Amen. We praise God. Amen. We praise him in advance. But we know that it's already done. Amen. So we just thank God tonight for, amen, the prayer. Thank God for each one of you that have come, amen, to this line tonight. Amen. We greet you in the name of the Lord. We welcome you. Amen. As always, you're welcome to the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. So we just thank God how God's been so good to us, how God has kept us and spared our lives. Amen, allowed us to see another day. Brand new mercies every day. Great is thy faithfulness. Amen. So we just thank the Lord. We give God praise. Amen. Tonight, people of God, amen, we're not going to stand in the way, amen, of the word. We want to, amen, allow time for the word of God to come forth. Amen. So we want to give the word of God, amen, that the word of God may have free course. Amen. So, amen. We praise God for all things. Amen. But just before we call on our speaker, amen, I believe we're going to have a selection coming through. Amen. One of our advisors, Sister Robin, amen, she's going to come, amen, and render us a selection just before the speaker. Amen. And then after, amen, Sister Robin, amen, we will introduce our speaker for tonight. Amen. God bless you, Sister Robin. You had the platform.
In times like these, we need a Savior. In times like these, we need an anchor. your anchor holds and grieves the solid rock. This rock is Jesus. He's the one. This rock is Jesus. He's the only one. Be very sure. Be very sure. Your anchor holds and grips the solid rock in times like these. You need the Bible in times like these. Oh, be not idle. Be very sure. Be very sure. Your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. This rock is Jesus. Yes, he is the one. This rock is Jesus. He's the only one. Be very sure. Be very sure. Your anchor holds and grieves the solid rock. This rock is Jesus. He's the one. This rock is Jesus. He's the only one. Be very sure. Be very sure. Your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. The rock is Jesus. He's the one. This rock is Jesus. He's the only one. Be very sure. My brother and sister, be very sure. Your anchor holds and grips the solid rock in times like these. We need a Savior in times like these. We need an anchor. Be very sure. I'm very sure. the solid rock. This rock is Jesus. Yes, he's the one. This rock is Jesus. He's the only one. Be very sure. Be very sure. Your anchor holds and it's a star. The solid rock. This rock is Jesus. Yes, he's the one. This rock is Jesus. He's the only one. Be very sure. My brother, my sister, be very sure. Your anchor holds and grips the stars.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Can we stop and give God some praise right now? Can we stop and give the Lord some praise right now? Hallelujah, hallelujah. In times like these, amen, we need an anchor. Amen. In times like this, we need a Savior. Church, be very sure. Amen. You got to be sure in you in whom you believe. Amen. We praise God for that beautiful, amen, beautiful, very timely, amen, selection coming through to the Robin in times like these. Truly, we're living in perilous time. We're living in the last days. But people, God, you got to be sure. Amen. You got to be sure, very sure, that your anchor holds and grips that solid rock. Amen. We praise God tonight. Amen. We certainly enjoyed, amen, that solo coming through, amen, Sister Robin, amen. I am one of our, amen, songsters, our advisor, amen. We thank you for that beautiful, beautiful, amen, selection tonight. Amen. People of God, amen, how can you grip that solid rock? How can you be sure, amen, that your anchor holds and grips that solid rock? Amen. It's through the word of God. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. So tonight, God is going to help us to be sure tonight. God is going to tell us what we need to do, amen, to grip that solid rock, to know that our soul is anchored in the Lord. Amen. So tonight, amen, we're not going to stand in the way of our speaker. Amen. Thank God for our speaker tonight. Amen. Coming from Full Gospel Tabernacle Church of God in Christ. Amen. None other than, amen, not our first time, not her first time, but she's back with us again tonight. We thank God for her. None other than Evangelist Rochelle Holmes. Amen. Will be coming to us out of God's word tonight. Amen. Let's greet her with a hearty praise the Lord. Amen. As she takes the platform at this time. God bless you, woman of God.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. We honor the Lord and thank God for all that has taken place up until this hour. The time now is 9:44. I want to be mindful of the time. I know many have to work, and so we want to just do what God says to do and let you all get some rest. And some of you are getting up early in the morning. And so we just thank God. We thank God for the opportunity. We honor God the Father, His Son, and the Holy Spirit. Spirit, to our visionary founder, Evangelist Annette Bradley, to our co-host on tonight. Is that Minister Emmanuel? Is that you?
Yes, this is I.
All right. Okay. And to all, bless you. God bless you, man of God. I say minister. I wanted to call you prophet and all kind of other titles. And to all the advisors, to my pastor, Bishop A.D. Shaw and First Lady Shaw, to every listener, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Let's go to the New Testament, to the gospel according to St. Luke, the gospel according to St. Luke, the 8th chapter. I will be reading for your hearing the New King James Version of the gospel according to St. Luke, the 8th chapter. Let's go to verse 41 and 42 and jump down to the 49th verse and conclude at verse 55, the gospel according to St. Luke 8:41, and the word of God. And behold, there came a man named Jairus, and he was a ruler of the synagogue. And he fell down at Jesus' feet and begged him to come to his house. Verse 42 said, for he only had a daughter about 12 years of age, and she was dying. For the sake of time, let's jump down to verse 49. While he was speaking, someone came from the ruler of the synagogue's house, saying to him, your daughter is dead. Do not trouble the teacher. But when Jesus heard this, he answered him, saying, do not be afraid, only believe, and she will be made whole. When he came into the house, he permitted no one to go in except Peter, James, and John, and the father and the mother of the girl. Verse 52 says, now all wept and mourned for her. But he said, do not weep. She's not dead, but sleeping. And they ridiculed him, knowing that she was dead. But he put them all out. Now, sometimes we got to do that. Yeah, we got to put them out. Yeah, get your faithless self on out the door. But he put them all outside, took her by the hand, and called, saying, little girl, arise. Verse 55 says, then her spirit returned, and she arose immediately. Let's stop right there. If I was to use for a subject on tonight, it would simply be, I ain't gonna die like this. Yeah, I ain't gonna die like this. I know it's not proper English. I know ain't is a contraction. But I've just stopped by tonight to tell you, we ain't going to die like this. The story of the little girl is mentioned in the Gospel of Luke, in the Gospel of Matthew, and in the Gospel according to Mark. And I thought tonight, for those that are taking notes, I ain't going to die like this. Well, let's define die. Webster says to die means to come to an end, to expire. Now, what I really like is the King James Version. The King James Version definition says to die means to be deprived of respiration, a.k.a. breath. To be rendered incapable of recitation. Check this out. Ecclesiastes 3:1 says, to everything there is a season and a time, to every purpose under the heaven, a time to be born and a time to die. I get it. We all have an expiration date, but I stop by PNN to declare that we are not going to die before our time. I ain't going to die like this. The psalmist said it like this. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. And I came by, I've been deputized by heaven. I have a spiritual arrest warrant that tell death that we ain't gone before our time. I'm not sure who this is for, what's going on in your life, what is to come in your future, but I decree and declare that the rape, the molestation, the bullying, the betrayal, the child abuse, the trauma, the fear, sure he left you. Yeah, she said that she don't want to be with you anymore. But I came by to tell you we ain't gonna die like this. Oh, yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. I know the situation was terrible. It was horrible. But you ain't gonna die like this. I decree that whatever it is, that it has no power over you. And you got to speak to yourself. You got to tell yourself, I ain't gonna die like this. In our text. In our text, we have a little girl. She's 12 years old. We have a father by the name of Jairus. Some pronounce it Jairus. But most of all, we have Jesus, the deliverer of the little girl. Jairus' name means God enlightens. He had an encounter with the light. Jesus, the light of the world, according to John 8:12. When Jairus found himself in a dark place, he went to find the light. I learned this, that you can't heal what you don't reveal. I believe in counseling. It's okay for self-reflection. But can I tell you this, that Jesus is the game changer. When Jesus shows up, he speaks to the storm. When Jesus shows up, the storm has to calm down. When Jesus shows up, he turns a little boy's lunch to a meal feeding over 5,000. When Jesus shows up, come here, Peter, the cusser has to stop cussing. When Jesus shows up, the hopeless finds hope. When Jesus shows up, the broken is put back together again. When Jesus shows up, the woman with the issue of blood for 12 years, the blood flow dries up and is healed. So I stop by to tell you it's nothing too hard for Jesus, because I decree and declare that we ain't gonna die. We ain't gonna die like this. Yes, when Jesus shows up and in my life, he healed my broken heart. So Jairus was right to find Jesus and to invite Jesus into the dead place. The little girl does not have a name. The only thing we know that she started out sick. It was concerning enough that her father had to get help. He didn't go to Luke. He didn't go to the doctor. He called Jesus. Now, research tells us that Jairus had walked, or whether it was a horse, or we don't know if it was a wagon. We don't know how he got there, but it was a 10-hour journey. There was no phone. There was no car. There was no plane, no internet. So imagine Jairus walking desperate. And I can imagine him thinking, my baby ain't gonna die like this. Walking by what? He was walking by faith. For the Bible tells us that now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. 2 Corinthians 5:7 tells us, for we walk by faith and not by sight. So Jairus kept on walking. One of the biggest challenges that we face, that whenever we try to and attempt to walk by faith, is the dilemma of what to do whenever our promise dies. And he said to Jesus, come and lay your hands on her so that she may be healed and live. Jairus was like a lot of us. He had a need. He believed. But what happened next almost wrecked, shattered, crushed, stopped Jairus' faith. The Bible says that they came from the ruler's house and said to Jairus, man, let's go 21st century. That she dead. You know how we are. She dead. What does the little girl and you and I have in common? She had purpose. Mm-hmm. Jairus' daughter needed a fair chance. The only way for her to get up was her father's faith. The little girl had to get up. Many times you and I face dead situations. But I stopped by to tell you, listen, we coming out of this thing. I like what Jesus said. He said, don't be afraid. Mm-hmm. Jesus knew that fear would stop him. Jairus, and he knew that if fear stopped him, that a miracle would not take place. So if you are struggling in fear, remember this, that there is no fear in love. But perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has to be made perfect in love. So Jesus wants to cast out some fear on tonight. I don't know what's happening in your life. You know, I don't know what situation. I don't know if the little girl in you has died, or the little boy in you has died. But there is an important factor in this: is delay doesn't mean decay. Delay doesn't mean decay. One more time. Delay doesn't mean decay. There are some things in our lives that the enemy told you was over, but you got to remind him that there may be a delay, but it's not a decay. Decay means that it's rotten, it's decomposed. And when Jairus arrived, she was in the first stage of death. Rigor mortis most likely had started. Her skin was purpling, and the pooling of the blood, her muscles were tightened, and she was cold. But there was a miracle that had to happen. He spoke to death. The Bible says he took her by the hand and said to her, Talitha Kuma, which means, little girl, I say to you, arise, get up, Talitha Kuma, I ain't gonna die like this. And I serve the enemy notice that I ain't gonna die like this. Oh, what you talking about? Some things will terrorize you. Some things will torment you. Some things will torture you and terrify you. People wondering what's going on in your life. They wonder, why are you facing these situations? What is going on? What is the little girl in you? Why are you laying down in some situations? I don't know what it might be, or what has fear has stopped you, what has frozen you in time, but I stopped by to tell you that I ain't gonna die like this. I'm not gonna be stuck on the playground in my mind having flashbacks, having PTSD moments. I know that there are battles that are facing in our minds, and I know sometimes that we are stuck in our minds. But I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying, you ain't gonna die like this. I speak in the name of Jesus that you're coming out of the ashes. You're coming out of obscurity. You're coming out of low self-esteem. You ain't gonna die like this. Yeah! Oh, yes. Yeah. You're not gonna die. You're not gonna die. Not like this. Yeah, you gotta tell yourself, I refuse to die like this. Come here, woman. Come here, come here, man. The earth has need of you. The boardroom has need of you. The church has need of you. God is calling for you. He's calling for the wailing women, not the whining women. You got to get up from that place. Many times we step into a place of destiny. We dress like a woman. We dress like a man. You smell like a woman. You got cologne on like a man. But then that little girl, that little boy shows up and shows up in the immature self. But I stop by to tell you that person, you're not going to die like this, that you are going to rise up and out. Will the real woman show up? Will the real man show up? There is an amazing destiny that is waiting you on the other side of adversity. It's time to rise from your dead place and to walk in the newness of life. God is calling for you spiritual fathers and mothers. He's calling for the midwives, the sisters and the brothers, the intercessors that are needed in this season. It's time to arise to the purpose and the plan. It's time. The birthing needs to take place. Arise, my brother. Arise, my sister. You ain't gonna die like this. As I take my seat, I'm reminded of 2,000 years ago. And Jesus, if he was on the scene tonight, he would tell you, I ain't gonna die like this. It looked like it was over. The storm water said that Jesus went to Calvary to save a wretch like you and me. That's love. Yes, and just like he went to Jairus' house, he's coming tonight for your night, for your life. He's coming tonight for your house. He's coming tonight, and he's saying to you, Talitha Kuma, arise. Arise out of your situation. He went to the cross. They hung him high. They stretched him wide. He hung his head. Oh, for me and for you, he died. Can I tell you that's love? But I'm so glad that's not how the story is. Yeah, somebody shout, I ain't gonna die like this. Because 3 days later, he rose again. That's love. He loves you tonight. He loves you. He know, he sees the pain. He sees the part of you that has died, that is laying there. And tonight he is calling out thing that has caused you to go underground, to be buried. He is calling you out of that situation, out of the sin, out of whatever it is that has you tied and bound. Tonight, I decree and I can declare this over your life that you ain't gonna die. Not like this. Not like this. Just like Jairus' daughter got up. The Bible didn't tell us what happened after that, but he said that she got up. We don't know if she had babies, but she had purpose, and so do you. Listen to me. You're not going to die like this. I don't know why. I sense in my spirit that it's somebody that's on the line that is going through the fire. Mm-hmm. And I'm reminded of the three Hebrew boys that they went to the fiery furnace. And somebody is in the furnace on tonight. I'm not talking about a literal furnace, but you are in the fire. And Nebuchadnezzar of your life in your life has basically tried to put your back against the wall. But I decree and declare that you're not gonna die like this. Just like they came out of that fire without a hint of smoke, you coming out of that situation. Just like Daniel was in the lion den because his enemy took him there, and he didn't die like this, you're not gonna die like that. Just like Deborah, who went to the front of the line, had to go to the battle, and they thought that it was gonna be over for the children of Israel. But little did they know that God had a ram in the bush, and the rain came, and it took out their enemy. Tonight, your enemy that you see no longer has the power over you. Why? Because you ain't going to die like this. You're not going to die fearful. You will die when God says it's time for you to die. You will die when he says that it's time for you to lay down and sleep. You ain't going to die in this situation. We decree and declare it. God bless you, my friend. God bless you. There's purpose behind your pain. It ain't over till God says it's over. I decree and declare that, woman, thou art loose. You're loose from that situation. You're loose. You're loose from it. You're loose from that battle. That battle that you have been losing in your mind. I decree and declare that you ain't gonna die like this. I don't know if you want to come over at press *6. I don't know if you've been battling some situations. If you don't know Jesus tonight and the pardon of your sins, if you said, you know, I made up my mind that tonight I'm going to give it to Jesus. The songwriter says, come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus just now. He will save you. He will save you. His desire is that no man will be lost. And if you desire, tonight is the night, Tuesday, June the 21st, that you have made up in your mind, you know what, I ain't going to die like this. It's not by chance that I'm on the line tonight. It's not by chance. Nothing just happens. So if you have decreed in your mind, you know what, I ain't gonna die like this, Suicide will not have me. I'm tired of contemplating suicide. I'm tired of this. I'm tired of being depressed and being lonely. I'm not going to die like this. I'm tired of struggling and battling, and I'm tired of this. I'm tired of having one foot in and one foot out. I'm tired. I'm tired of diabolical decisions and things just coming into my life and my children. I don't know what to do with them. I'm tired tonight. Tonight, if you need prayer, look on your phone, look on your keypad, and press the *6, and it'll bring you over. If you need strength, if you need a touch from the Lord, can I tell you that the miracle is in the house? Rock of Ages is in the house. Yes. The King of Kings is in the house. The Lord of Lords is in the house. Press *6. Amen. Amen. Well, God bless you. House is in the hand of our co-host. I ain't gonna die like this.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, woman of God. Amen. Truly, we enjoy the word of God. God has spoken. Let the church say amen. Your faith got to declare to yourself that I refuse to go out like this. Amen. It reminds me of a message that, amen, one of our advisors preached, Daniel Jones, said, I'm not going out like this. Amen. The potter wants to put you back together again. You don't have to stay in the shape that you're in. People, God, this is what God is letting you know tonight. You do not have to stay in the shape that you're in because the potter wants to put you back together again. Amen. Maybe you've been wounded, as the woman of God said. Maybe your life has been shattered. Maybe your dreams and your aspirations have fallen to the ground and you feel like there's no more hope. But one thing about it, refuse to die like this. Yet there's hope in Jesus tonight. Amen. There's hope. Amen. The woman of God gave you an invitation to come. I told you I feel transformation. God wants to transform your life tonight. God wants to change. He wants to bring about a change in someone's life. But you got to allow him to do it. The invitation has been made for you to come. Come, amen, to the altar. Come, amen. Fall on God's mercy. Let us come boldly to the throne of grace where we can obtain help. Amen. In a time of trouble. Amen. Come to Jesus just now because Jesus will pick you up and Jesus will put your life back together again. Can nobody else do it but the Lord. Amen. We praise God tonight. Amen. For the word of God. Amen. And we want to extend the opportunity once again. If there's anyone on the line tonight, amen, whether you're saved or not saved. Amen, you're feeling a little hopeless. You feel it, amen, like your life is in despair. You're feeling like, amen, you're weighing on the balance. Amen, and you're betwixt two opinions. You don't know to go forward or to stop. You don't know to go right or turn left. You're just at a crossroad in your life, and you don't know what to do. Seems like you have nobody else to turn to. But tonight, you could turn to Jesus and refuse to go out this way. Amen. Once again, we want to extend, amen, amen, opportunity for you to come forth tonight. God is calling. He's talking to someone. You know who you are. You don't have to be ashamed. Amen. One day we had to go down to the potter's house, and there the potter began to work a work in our life. And Jesus picked up the pieces of our broken heart. Jesus mended our life back together again. When our lives were shattered, when our lives were in despair, amen, we was carrying the weight of the world on our shoulder. But one day we came to Jesus. Songwriter said, I came to Jesus just as I was. I was weary, I was wounded, and I was sad. But, oh, I found in him a sweet resting place, and he has made me glad. The same God can do it for you tonight. Amen. Is there one tonight under the sound, amen, of the evangelist's voice, amen, that want to give the Lord a chance? Amen. Don't be ashamed. Amen. Don't hesitate. Don't wait for somebody else to break the ice and come forth. But you come on and you come to Jesus. Save yourself tonight. You know that condition that you're in. God wants to bring you out of that condition. Glory be to God. Is there one tonight? God is extending mercy. He's extending grace unto you. But are you willing to give God a chance? Is there one tonight? Glory be to God. Amen. Well, if not, amen, want you to know God loves you. Amen. He loves you too much to leave you the way that you are. Amen. God loves you. He cares about you. And God is concerned, amen, about you. Amen. We're going to ask the woman of God. She will come back to the platform. Amen. And just, amen, pray anyhow. Amen. Pray for those that may not have come to the line, amen, to the platform, but know that they need, amen, transformation, knowing that they need a deliverer. They need a savior. Amen. Pray, amen, amen, for, amen, this nation. Pray for the people of God. Amen. That God's will be done in each one of our lives. Amen. God bless you, woman of God. Take us up into prayer.
Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we come to you on tonight, thanking you for your loving kindness, your tender mercies. Thank you for being the God of gods, the King of kings, the Lord of lords, the lifter of our heads. We thank you because you are mighty. You're strong and mighty. You're mighty in battle, and we bless you on tonight. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus on behalf of every caller, Father, everyone that did not deem it robbery to call in on tonight. We're asking you to touch every home, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we plead the blood of Jesus, the blood that was shed on the cross of Calvary. We plead the blood. We ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus, to break every chain, for we know there is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain, Father. In the name of Jesus, break the chain off our minds. We decree and declare, God, that you would break the chain. Oh, God, there's an army that you want to rise up, Father, and we refuse to keep silent in the name of Jesus. So we're asking you to move as only you can. Oh, God, move by your power, move by your spirit in the name of Jesus. We pray for children, Father God. We pray, Father, that our children will be saved. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, that they will resist the devil in the name of Jesus. We pray for healing on the line on tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, for your word declared is by your stripes that we are healed. Heal, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for Ukraine on tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, they're hungry over there. Oh, God, they're in a dark place. But we're asking you to move as only you can. Oh, God, arrest the spirit of Putin, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we're asking you to send salvation to the houses in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray for the United States of America. If my people, which are called by my name, will humble ourselves and pray and seek your face and turn from our wicked ways, oh, God, you will forgive our sins and you would heal the land. We need healing, God, in the name of Jesus. Save, God. Save, God, save on tonight. In the name of Jesus. Save, Father, the killings, young people dying. Oh, God, people being shot down. They going into the churches, Father. We plead the blood of Jesus. We repent. We say we're so sorry for how we treated you. We took prayer out of the school. We have rejected you, God. So we're asking you to save us. Help us to come crying back to you. What must I do to be saved? Let us raise our children in holiness, Father, in the name of Jesus. We pray for every nation, every kindred, every tongue, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Father God, oh God, it's your word. The angels will now excel in strength to marshal and protect, Father, properties and possessions, Father. We decree and declare that Jehovah Gibor will contend with those who contend with us, that will fight those that fight against us, that will take hold of a shield and buckler, God. We call on you for help, Father. You're not just the God of the Bible, but you're the God of now. So we thank you for what you're going to do. Drive out fear. Drive it out, Father. We speak Jehovah Shalom, the God of peace. We will not be afraid to go out of our houses and go to worship. We will worship you. For those who worship, you must worship in spirit and in truth. We pray for our advisors. We pray for our visionary. We pray that you will strengthen them. We know the attack has to be fierce because they are going after the enemy's camp. So we decree and declare, Father, that you are the rock that is higher than I. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, move in our houses and relationships as only you can. I pray, Father, for the peace of Jerusalem according to your word, peace within our walls, prosperity within their palace, Father. You said that you will bless those that bless them, that you will curse those that curse them. So I plead the blood of Jesus, and I pray that they will accept Yeshua, that they will accept Jesus as Savior and Lord, as the Messiah, in the name of Jesus. And we bless you and we honor you. We thank you for canceling debts. We thank you, God, for money coming. All those who have financial needs, we pray in the name of Jesus that you would open doors for jobs. And better jobs, raises, and bonuses. We speak to finances, Father, and we honor you because there's nothing too hard for you. We don't just seek your hand, but we seek your heart. And we bless you, Father, for every leader, for every apostle, every prophet, every evangelist, every deacon, Father, everyone that's called, the teacher, the evangelist. We pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, that we will rise up in this season and we will do what you would have us to do. And we honor you. It's in the name of Jesus that we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And we count it done in Jesus' holy name. We thank God tonight, amen, for the word of God. We thank God for prayer. We know that there is power in the name of Jesus. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven. I will forgive their sins. And I will heal their land, saith the Lord. Amen. We believe God tonight. Amen. We take God at his word. Amen. People of God, declare over your life, I ain't going to die like this. Meaning, I'm not going out like this. Amen. You don't have to remain in that shape that you're in. God has better for you. God wants better for you, but you have to want it for yourself. Amen. Somebody said when you get sick and tired of being sick and tired, you'll do something about it. Run to Jesus. Amen. That's what to do. Run to Jesus. Amen. He is the one. Amen. So we praise God tonight. We thank you, woman of God, for unveiling yourself, allowing God to use you. And God has spoke everything that he wanted us to know tonight. Amen. Everything that we needed to know tonight, it was in the word of God. Amen. Faith coming by hearing and hearing by the word of God. We heard tonight. Amen. We heard the preached word of God. Now let us take hold of it. And let's, amen, believe God, amen, that God is going to bring us out with the victory. Amen. So we thank God, amen, for, amen, the word of God. Amen. Thank you, woman of God, for coming, amen, to us once again. We always, amen, enjoy, amen, you allowing God to use you. Amen. Truly, God, he don't speak nothing that we don't need. Everything that was spoken tonight, we all needed to hear that. We all going through trying times. We all going through difficult situations. Amen. My situation may not be exactly your situation. Your situation may not be my situation. But let me tell you something. We all have need of the Lord. We need God to fix it in our lives. We need God to work it out. Amen. To turn things around in our favor. Amen. So we believe God tonight. We trust God. Amen. Take hold of his word. Don't leave the same way you got on this line. Amen. Don't leave tonight. Amen. The same way you got on. Amen. We declare tonight that every one of you under the sound of our voice, you are not going to leave this line the same way you got on. In Jesus' name. Amen. So we thank you, woman of God. We appreciate you. Amen. People of God, we want to encourage you to get a copy of tonight's broadcast. Amen. You say, amen, heard the word of God. Maybe you want to go back and hear it again. Maybe you want to share it with, amen, some friends, family, coworkers, somebody you know that may be down in the valley. Amen. They need a way out. Amen. Get this broadcast tonight. Amen. And spread the good news of Jesus Christ. Let somebody know they don't have to go out like this. Amen. Let them know that God said they're not going to die like this. Amen. We believe God tonight. Amen. For the saving of the souls. Amen. So, amen. If you desire a copy of tonight's broadcast, we're going to ask you to please text us. The first number is 912-257-3918. Once again, if you desire a copy of tonight's broadcast, please text us at area code 912-257-3918. Also, to all of our international listeners, those that are calling in from other countries, tuning into this broadcast, amen, if you would desire a copy as well, you too can receive a copy of tonight's broadcast. Yes, there is hope in Jesus. Amen. We want this gospel to reach every nation, everyone needs to know that there is hope in Jesus. So you can get a copy of tonight's broadcast as well. And the number for you to reach out to us by using WhatsApp. Using WhatsApp, the number is 678-608-7234. Once again, to all of our international listeners, those that are calling in from other countries, if you desire to receive a copy of tonight's broadcast, text us by using WhatsApp. And the number is 678-608-7234. Amen. Continue to spread the word. Continue to tune into this broadcast. God has so many wonderful things, amen, for you. And he wants to do so many great things in your life. Amen. Spread the word. Let somebody know that Jesus saves. His hand is not shortened that it cannot save. His ear is not heavy that it cannot hear. God is still saving. God is still delivering. But we must turn back to Jesus. Amen. We thank God, amen, for this night, for this broadcast. And before we end this broadcast and turn it back over to the speaker of the hour, amen, we want to say, amen, a word of prayer over, amen, over you, woman of God. Heavenly Father, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We praise you for this night. We thank you, God, for your word. We thank you for glad tidings and the good news of Jesus Christ. We thank you for the hope of the gospel that you have given unto us tonight. Oh, Father God, we can look and live. We can live tonight knowing that we ain't going to die like this, knowing that we're not going to die in our current situation, in the state that we may be in right now. We're not going to go out like this. Father God, we believe your word. We trust your word. We rejoice in your holy word, knowing that there is hope in God. There's hope in a tree, though it be cut down. Hallelujah. Yet with the sin of water, it shall sprout again. Oh, God, we're going to rise again. Just like you said, we shall rise in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for the woman of God coming to us tonight. God, unveiling herself, oh God, making herself available for your use. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray a special blessing over her right now. We pray that you would touch upon the crown of her head all the way down to the sole of her feet. Oh God, don't let an area of her body be untouched. Touch, oh God, everywhere. Make her everywhere whole. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray that you would strengthen her right now, God. Strengthen her. Breathe on her tonight, the breath of life. Restore her to her, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Everything that was withdrawing tonight, we pray, oh God, for a double portion of your spirit. Oh God, refill her tonight. Give her the strength to go on. Help her to do thy will in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, we declare, God, that souls shall be saved through her ministry. We declare that doors shall be open for her in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever she set out to do, it shall prosper. Oh God, we know that you're able, God. You are faithful to your people. You're faithful to your word. Oh God, you bless, God, or bless our obedience, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, have your way in her life, God. You get the glory out of her life. Oh, God, she's a chosen vessel for your use. She's been set aside for your purpose, God. You be glorified in her life. You be magnified in her life. You be exalted in her life, God. Let the world see Christ in her. Let the world know, God, that your God, she's your anointed tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, make way for your woman, God. Make way for your woman servant. Open up doors for her, God. Everything she desires according to your will, we pray that you would give it to her, God. You say you will give us the desires of our heart. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we're delighting to do thy will. We delight to do your will tonight. Have your way tonight, God. Oh, God, we pray that you will bless her, God. Oh, God, help her tonight, God, as she obeys your word. Oh, God, she can lay down tonight knowing that she has obeyed you, knowing that she has done all that you have commanded her to do. Oh, God, we speak sweet peace. Oh, God, we speak sweet sleep tonight over her, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, send your angels, oh, God. Send your angels of protection all around her, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Put a hedge around about her, so that the enemy cannot do her no harm. We cancel every assignment tonight, every attack of the enemy. We cancel it tonight through the blood of Jesus, through the power of God. Satan, your plans are canceled tonight. It won't work here. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus, you get the glory, and we'll give you the praise for all that you have done and all that you're yet going to do. We count it done in Jesus'
name. Thank you, Lord.
Amen and thank you. Amen.
Bless Amen.
You. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. We praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Woman of God, we thank you. We love you. We're always so glad to have you every time. Amen. We have this opportunity to fellowship with you. Amen. We're so grateful. Amen. We count it an honor. Amen. That you have taken time out of your busy schedule. Amen. To come and be with us tonight. Amen. To share the word of God. Truly, there was not one word that was said that was not needed. Everything that God has spoken out of your mouth, amen, it was meant for our good. And people of God, amen, we ain't going out like this. We're going to look and live. Amen. The woman of God, we love you. Amen. We certainly love you. We appreciate
you
praying for you. Amen. We thank you for being a part, amen, of the Prayer News Network global family. Amen. So without any further ado, we're going to turn it back over to your hands that you may have the last stand in the blessing of the Lord. God bless you, woman of God.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you, family. God bless you, everyone who tuned in and stayed in. And listen, the potter wants to put us back together. I'm not, I mean, many of us are broken, but he desires to put us back together again. He does not, every place that Jesus showed up that accepted him, he left them better. And that's what he wants to leave us. Because we ain't going to die like this. We not, when we die, we going to die when he say it. We going to die with strength. We going to die acceptable unto God. We are. And so wherever you are, whatever situation, whether you tune in, you listen to this later on, just know this, that it ain't over until God says it's over. It's not finished until God says it's finished. He has the last say. And he's going to do what he said. He's not a man that he will lie. Neither is he the son of man that he will repent. If he said it, he will bring it to pass. He will do it. So let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the throne, to the only wise God, our Father, majesty, dominion, and power, now henceforth and forevermore, as we leave this line, but never your, never from your place, God. We ask you to go before us as a leading lamb, be behind our back as a strong protector, bind the hand of the enemy, loose peace, loose joy, loose love in our lives. Loose everything that is supposed to be loose. Bind everything that's supposed to be bound and loose it, God, and set us free from it in Jesus' name. And it is so. Amen and amen.
Amen. People, God, you have heard it for yourself. It's already done in Jesus' name. Thank you, woman of God. We appreciate you once again. Amen. We look forward to the next time. God, just say the same. Amen. We're praying for you. Amen. People, God, this concludes our broadcast for tonight. Amen. Please come back on tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Let's do it all over again. Let's glorify the Lord, knowing that he brought us out all right. Until tomorrow night, 9 p.m., blessings unto you. God loves you. And we love you, too, from the Prayer News Network Global Family. Blessings be unto you in Jesus' name. Good night, everyone.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.